In our first message this morning, we have seen the consequences of rejecting discernment.
今天早上第一堂信息，我们探讨关于如果拒绝分辨的话，那后果是什么？
Those who reject discernment are those who were never truly born again in the first place.
那些拒绝分辨的人，其实他们根本都没有得救。
A born-again believer will not reject discernment.
一个重生得救的基督徒，他不会拒绝来分辨。Those
who reject discernment, being attracted by the things of this world,
那些拒绝分辨的，他们被这世界的事情所引诱。They
are despising the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
他们是轻看耶稣基督所在十字架上所做的这个。 他所做的一切
and awaits them would be eternal judgment.
那等待他们的就是那永恒的灭亡。
Now for believers, we have an eternal hope secured for us.
对于信徒，我们确实有一个永恒的盼望。那这已经是稳妥的，要赐给我们的。
Hence the appeal is not to walk as unbelievers would walk.
那因此所发出的呼召是劝请我们。 不要效法非信徒所行的事。Show
that you are different.
那要活出一个不同的样子。Christians
have life in them.
基督徒有这生命在他们是有生命的。We
must discern and we will grow.
那我们必须是能够分辨。 我们也必须能成长。Now,
as we have been talking about discernment, I also do want to point out one thing.
当我们在讲到分辨的时候，那我也要指出一件事情。You
notice that we have been emphasizing the need to grow.
那你发觉的时候，我们一再的强调说必须要成长。The
need to mature.
必须要成熟。Because
discernment comes with maturity and growth.
因为只有当你成长，那当你成熟了。
You must make sure you have been practicing your skill in the Word of God.
你必须确保说你一直在操练，在神的真道上来操练。
You will make sure that you will perfect your understanding of Scriptures.
那你会要确保说你能够对神的话语，完全的来认识。
You will strive to be a man and woman of God's Word.
要追求，或者说竭力的要成为行神道的人。Then
when the time comes when you need to apply discernment, you will have the ability to do so.
那一旦那时机来到的话，你需要做分辨的话，那你就有这能力。Now
when we talk about the need to be discerning,
当我们讲到说那分辨的需要的时候，Please
do not think that there is like some code or some formula.
不要以为说是有一定的一个就是方程式。
For example, when I face a question in life, when I have to decide between this choice, these two choices.
那举个例子说，那如果我面对生活上的一些抉择，那我需要选择这个。
Then I have to make a choice. I have to decide what is good and bad.
那我就要做一个判断，说我要知道说哪一个是好，哪一个是坏。Then
I have some special formula to apply to this situation.
那我就有一个特别的方程式来运用在这样的一个情况里面。Then
when I have to discern God's will,
那我又要分辨神的心意是什么。Which
school to go to?
那要上哪一间学校？What
is good and what is bad?
那什么是好，什么是歹？What
is right and what is wrong?
什么是对，什么是错？Then
I have certain formula to apply to that situation.
那我又有另外一套方式来用在那样的一个情况。Then
we have to discern between truth and error.
那如果要分辨说是真理还是错谬？Then
after I have certain formula to apply to that situation.
那我又有另外一套的公式来用在那样的一个情况里。Please
do not see this. Discernment in this way.
那千万不要说，以为说分辨是这样子的。
Discernment comes with first yourself. You must have been growing consistently.
那分辨必须是从你自己开始，你首先要就是持续的来成长。
And then you have been abiding in God's word.
那而且你在神的话语上来扎根。
You have been training in the words of God.
那你已经就是在神的真道受到一些一定的操练。
And when the time comes when you have to apply it,
那一旦时机来到你需要运用的时候
you will be ready.
你就已经预备好了。
It's just like if you have a swordman.
那就像一个剑客。
Swordsman who has never been training with the word of God.
那如果一个剑客他就是没有借着神的道来受到训练。
He's unskillful.
他并不熟练。
And he's immature, he's still a child.
那他还不成熟，他就像一个小孩一样。
Then now there's a time where he needs to apply discernment.
那当那时机来到，他必须做一个分辨。
You tell him and you explain to him the techniques.
那你告诉他，你跟他讲啊，那样的一个技巧。
He's not ready for it.
他却还没有预备好。
He's not prepared.
他就是没有受到装备。
He's not mature enough.
他还不够成熟。
So when we talk about discernment,
然后因此当我们说到说分辨的时候，
it is really we need to be prepared.
那实在的是我们需要受到就是我们需要预备。
We have been equipping ourselves.
那我们已经在装备自己。
We have been training.
我们一再的接受操练。
We have been growing.
我们就一直在成长。
Then when the time comes when we need to decide between good and bad, truth and error, right and wrong.
那当那个时候来到，我们需要分辨真理跟错谬，分辨好与歹，分辨对和错的时候。
Then we know how to exercise discernment.
那我们就知道说，我们应当是怎么样履行分辨。
This is why the messages thus far have been emphasizing the need to grow.
那因此这就是为什么我们在过去的几堂都一直强调说你要成长。
And the equipment that we can use.
那我们可用的工具。
Then when faced with the wiles of the devil, the temptations of this world.
那当受到这魔鬼的诡计所攻击，或者是这世上的引诱的时候。
Faced with confusion.
那面对一些混乱的局势，
we are already equipped to deal with these situations.
那我们已经装备好了，能够来应付像这些这类的状况。
This is crucial.
这是关键，很重要的。
Because I'm afraid that many Christians have never been consistently walking and growing.
那因为我所担心的是，很多基督徒并没有持续的来与神同行，那持续的来成长。
And they expect themselves to be ready to deal with the battles of this spiritual life.
那他们却期望说哦，自己就已经预备，已经能够来面对这属灵的征战。
Then we would be discouraged and we would fail sometimes.
那因此这样，我们都会面对一些就是挫折，那甚至是感到颓丧。
So as we face the struggles of this life,
因此当我们在这世上来挣扎的时候，
continue growing,
要继续的成长。
And as you continue growing, you would gain wisdom to discern.
那一旦你继续持续的成长的话，你就会得着智慧来分辨。
And as you gain wisdom to discern, you'll be more skillful in the word.
那你得到这样的一个智慧，就是你就对神的话语就神的道就更熟练。
And you will grow even more.
那你又会更加的成长。
And then you will experience the rewards of discernment.
那你就会能够来领受分辨所带给你的奖赏。
And what are some of these rewards that you can enjoy?
到底这些奖赏是些什么呢？
Now in verses 9 and 10, today we want to consider the rewards.Of discernment.
第九节第九第到第十节我们这时候就是来思想关系到说分辨所能够得的奖赏。
First, we see this in verse 9, the first reward described here.
那第一方面就是第九节这里所描述的。
Apostle Paul says that we are persuaded better things of you. Verse 9.
Okay, 第九节使徒保罗说我们虽是这样说
We are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation though we thus speak.
那就像是关系到得救关系到这些的事情。那我们是
persuaded.
Okay.
Okay. There's a contrast here in verse 9.
那在第九节有一个强烈的对照。
Because Apostle Paul used the word but.
那因为在这里有让我们看到说是有这样的一个然而啊，就是不过啊这样的一个意思意义在里面。
So first he talked about those who do not apply discernment.
首先他说到那些不就是履行分辨的人
，those who reject it，
那些拒绝的
，they refuse to grow，
他们不愿意成长
，these are the consequences，
那是他们的后果。
But then for us，
但是对于我们来说呢
，for the believers，
对于信徒来而言
，he says now we are persuaded that there are better things of you，
那我们实在是有这样的一个就是知道或者说就是被。说服说有这样的我们有这样的更好的事情
the word,
为我们而备。
The word persuaded describes how he is convinced. He trusts that he can expect better things of them.
那是就是说到说他是真的是被说服了，他肯定信服说他会得到更好，对信徒来讲会得到更好的东西。
So for Christians who have been growing,
那对于一个基督徒已经持续成长的基督徒
They have been applying discernment
他一再的在履行这样的一个实行分辨
Now the writer says that he trusts that he can expect better things of them
那因此作者说他肯定知道说他们要得到更好的东西
So for the unbelievers it would be condemnation and judgment
那对于一个不信主的人他们所面对的是审判做了一个灭亡的审判。
But for believers who strive to grow, what will be their reward?
然而对于一个信徒来讲，他一直的就是竭力的来履行分辨的话，他要得到的奖赏是什么呢
？This first better thing would be first the things that accompany salvation.
那这更好的事情首先就是说到说跟救恩有关系的。
The word accompany there describes having
那这个跟救恩有关系的呢是指到说就是拥有这些
That means the salvation will carry these things
也就是说所得的救恩将带给他们这些
The word is actually the word echo Like when you speak in a valley and then you hear the echo
原文所用的字眼就是说到说就是好像一个回音在山谷当中你呼叫的话你会听到那个回声
There will be things which will follow after salvation
那有一些事情是在你得救之后会连带而来的
When you live out your Christian life there will be an echo of your salvation
那当你活出你基督徒的生命的时候那那会引起一些的回响
There will be a sounding forth
那声音会发出去
These are the things that the Apostle Paul says will accompany your salvation
那这些的东西使徒保罗说这些是会跟着你所得的救恩连带而来
Now what are these things that will accompany salvation
到底有哪些事情会跟着伴随着我们的救恩呢
There are aspects of this salvation which will follow it that has got to do with us individuals personally
那这个关系到说这个会跟伴随着救恩而来的是关系到我们个人我们自己
We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us and so we will have the witness and the testimony of the Holy Spirit
那我们有圣灵内住在我们心里面那因此我们就能够看到圣灵就是能够见证圣灵的事情
The ability to pray
就是有能力来祷告
The ability to understand scriptures
有能力来明白圣经
The assurance of salvation
那有一个得救的缺据
The blessed and glorious hope that we have
那个有福的一个盼望
These things follow salvation
这一切都伴随着救恩而来
This has got to do with us
这跟我们有密切关系
But has got to do with other Christians
也跟其他信徒也有关系
Even other people they can see something in your life
那甚至是其他的信徒，他们也能够看到你的生命的不同。
These things which follow your salvation would be the fruits of your salvation.
那这些伴随着你的所得的救恩而来的，就是你所结的果子。
People can hear and see and taste of it.
那人能够看得见，人能够听得见，那人甚至能够尝得到。
You know, when you live out your Christian life,
你知道吗？如果你活出你基督徒的生命
，as you constantly grow，
啊，你一直持续的成长
，people can see it，
人是可以看得见的。
It's not just an external maturity，
那不只是说外在的这样的一个成熟的表现
，but it's a maturity in the faith，
那而是真的是在信心上的那个成熟。
How you approach problems，
你是怎么样的来处理一些问题
？How you deal with people who has angered you？
那你是怎么样处理一些使你就是惹你生气的人
？There's a maturity in the way you deal with these things.
那在你处理这些事情上，可以显露出你的成熟度。
This must be the things that accompany your salvation.
啊，这一些事情啊，这些事就必须是跟随着你所得的救恩而来。
The Apostle Paul describes the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
那在加拉太书五章二十二节，使徒保罗就描述圣灵所结的果子。
He says your life will manifest love。
然后他就说到说，你的生命是会就是显露出慈爱
，joy，
那喜乐
，peace，
和平
，long suffering，
恒久忍耐
，gentleness，
温柔
，goodness，
良善
，faith，
信实
，meekness，
谦卑
temperance
就是有忍耐
control, all this fruit of the spirit will be witnessed in your life
这些属灵的果子就在你的生命上来显露出来
can others see them
那其他人看得见吗
do these things follow your life your salvation
这些东西是不是跟着你得救的时候连带而来伴随着它
you know this is the first reward
那这是第一个要得的奖赏。
Now let's talk about this practically.
那我们用一些实际的例子来思考这些。
Is your salvation echoed out?
你的得救你所得的救恩是否是真的是发出一些的回响
？Is your growth witnessed by others?
你的成长是不是人能够看得见呢
？In your family,
你在家中。
Children, how have you been responding to your parents?
那身为孩子，你是怎么样的来回应你的父母呢
？Is it in goodness?
是以良善来回应他们吗
？Do you obey them?
你有听从他们吗
？Do you appreciate them?
你会就是珍惜他们的存在吗
？You despise them?
你还是你轻视他们
？Oh, if you have been growing, these things must be seen.
那如果你在成长的仍然在成长的话，这些东西都应当是能够看得见的。
There will be increase of faith。
那因为那你会在信心上有加增。
How will you cope with suffering and losses？
那对于一些受苦或者说一些苦难、一些损失的时候，你是如何的来面对呢
？Do they see a maturity？
他们是不是看到你很成熟的来对待？
You know, maybe when you were young, as a young boy, when you lose a balloon, and then you will cry non-stop.
那就好像说，如果你还是一个幼小的孩童，那你的这个气球，就是遗失了，你就会在那里哭。
But an adult loses a balloon.
那如果一个成人他丢失了他的气球
，with a better understanding, he understands that this has a purpose, this has a reason.
那因为他有更好的认知啊，他知道说这一切都有他背后的原因。
Of course, a balloon is a small thing.
那当然，气球是不过是一个小事。
But in the more serious things of life,
但是在生命中更就是更严肃、更重要的一些事情。
When you have faith,
当你有信心的话。
You trust in God's purposes.
你就信靠说，神，有他的美意。
You trust in His wisdom.
你信靠神的智慧。
You may not understand why.
你可能不完全明白为什么。
But you entrust yourself to Him.
就把自己交托给他。
Is there gentleness reflected in your life?
你在生命中是不是有显露那温柔的一面呢？
Once you were rude,
你曾经是很就是很无理的。
Loud mouth, always cursing, talking bad about others, disrespectful.
那常常就是大声说话，破口大骂，那对别人一点尊敬都没有。
But now people see a gentleness in your life.
那但是现在人看你是那么的温柔。
Not the softness,
而不是那软弱。
But the kindness,
而是那恩慈的一面。
Do people see patience and long suffering in your life?
是不是人看到你有耐心，那能够恒久忍耐呢？
Long suffering describes a long time to wrath.
那恒久忍耐就是在一个长时间里面面对一些困难的事情仍然有耐心。
When things happen, when people provoke you,
那当有一些人就是激怒了你，
It takes a long time for you to become angry.
那就是你就是不会很快的就受到就是很快的就发怒。
You know, it's easy to be a Christian toward good and kind people.
那我们如果面对一些良善的人，一些很好的人，那我们身为基督徒这样很容易的面对他们。
But isn't it much more important to still be a Christian to our enemies and those who will hate us?
那难道我们就是身为基督徒不是更重要的是我们能够更好的来面对一些难处理的，或者说甚至是那些恨恶我们的人。
Is joy manifested in your life?
到底喜乐是不是在你的生命上能够看得出来？
Can others see the joy of your salvation?
到底你得救之后所得的喜乐能看得见吗？
Not just the temporary kind of joy, when good things happen, I'm happy.
那不只是说暂时的那种喜乐，就是好像有事情面对顺境的时候我就很高兴。
Joy is not humor.
那喜乐不是一些的喜笑。
Like when you watch a show and then it's very funny, then you laugh. That is not joy.
不是说好像你看到一些喜剧哈，一些怪异的东西啊，你就有发出笑声啊，那不是我们所说的喜乐。
Joy is an inner joy in your heart.
那喜乐，我们是讲到说内心的那样的一个喜乐。
There's an inner gladness.
那在内心当中的快慰。
Where you rest contented in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当你安稳的在主的怀抱中。
And this joy that overflows in your life.
那像这样的一个喜乐就是从你的生命中流露出来。
You know, is it true that sometimes people describe Christians as very gloomy and unhappy people?
那有些人到底是不是真实的呢？有的时候有些人描述说基督徒真的是好像是充满着忧郁很不愉快。
I thank God that this is not what I've witnessed so far here.
我感谢神至少在到现在为止我在这里不是看到这些。
But you see sometimes some Christians who are always very discouraged, very despondent, very unhappy.
那你有没有看过有一些基督徒他们好像是一直都好像闷闷不乐好像真的是充满着忧愁这样的。
Not just one week or two weeks, but every day of their life they are just so unhappy.
那不只是一个星期两个星期，而是每一天他们一生中就好像一直都这样的不快乐。
But this must be a fruit, the joy of your salvation.
然而这必须是你所结的果子必须是你得救所结的果。
You have been plucked out from the miry clay, the horrible pit.
那你被从在淤泥当中被救拔出来。
You have been delivered from sin.
你是从罪污当中被解放出来。
You are promised eternal glory and hope.
神也应许你有那永恒的荣耀跟盼望。
The Lord Jesus Christ says He's with us all the way.
主耶稣基督甚至说到说他应许说要与我们永远同在。
We have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
我们有这保惠师圣灵在我们心中。
We have God keeping us safe in His arms.
我们有神来保护我们，我们实在是很 平安。
Do you not have joy?
难道你没有喜乐吗？
As you mature in the faith, people must see this joy manifested in your life.
当你在这样的信仰的道路上来成熟的话，人必须能够看到啊，你的喜乐在你的生命中。
This would be the rewards.
这也是所这也是所得的这奖赏。
Do you realize that these rewards would be shared by people as well?
你有没有发现呢？说这样的一些奖赏是能够与人来分享的吗
？Yes, there are things that accompanies our salvation that pertains to us.
那的确有一些事情啊，就是跟随着你的救恩而来的是只是属于我们自己的。
But there are things which people would share.
那也有一些是能够与人来分享的。
As we continue to discern and grow,
当我们继续持续的来分辨、来成长的话
，see how blessed it is.
那我们看，我们是多么的蒙福
，that we have these things following our salvation.
那我们看到这些东西跟伴随着我们所得的救恩而来。
Now the Bible goes on to tell us in verse 10.
那圣经继续的来告诉我们，就在第十节。
The Bible also says that God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love.
那圣经说，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的工。
The word work here describes the energy.
那这里所说的所做的工，让我们看到那个就是那个精力那个能力。
And the word labor describes actually pain and trouble sometimes.
那在这里也labor 哦，那there's no labor
哦 ，OK
那这里也告诉我们说也提到一些关系到说一些困难一些的问题。
So the labor actually is a very strong word that describes working very hard to the point of pain。
那劳力就描述说就是要。真的是很辛苦的来工作，那甚至是要承受一些的痛苦。
You know, as you mature, as you grow,
那你知道说，当你持续继续的成熟，当你成长的时候
，You will work hard for the Lord.
你会为主来努力。
You will serve Him with your might.
你会尽你所能的来服侍他。
And God remembers.
神就纪念你。
This is the second blessing.
这是第二方面。这个福气
to know that God remembers.
那知道说神纪念一切。
Do you know how wonderful it is to know that God remembers?
你知道说能神纪念你所做的是何等的美妙吗
？All your areas of service,
你所做的一切服事
，the energy you have put in,
你所尽所所尽的力量
，God remembers.
神都纪念。
Have you served sometimes in small ways?
你是否有在一些比较小的事情上来服侍呢
？And no one sees.
没有人看到。
No one understands.
没有人明白。
Sometimes even worse, people misunderstand your intention.
更糟的是，有的时候有些人误解了你的意图。
You serve diligently.
你就是殷勤的服侍。
But you're criticized.
但是人却批评你
，You're accused，
人却诬告你。
God remembers，
神纪念。
You know how wonderful to know that God thinks of us。
那我们如果知道说神是很在意，或者说神就是为我们来设想一切，我们是感到何等的幸运。
But of course, before God can remember，
当然在神纪念之前。
We must have been laboring hard for the Lord.
我们必须是努力的来为主来做一切。
Now, Apostle Paul here says that this is a labor of love.
那使徒保罗说这是用爱心所做的工。
It's very interesting because the word labor describes something painful.
那我们知道说劳力就是劳力是劳苦是形容一些痛苦。痛苦的就是必须经历苦楚的一些事情。
But this labor is a product of love.
但是这样的一个工作，这样的一个劳力呢，却是从爱心所产生出来的。
And because of of the experience of this love, you would go through pain and tiredness for the Lord.
那因着是,
experience of love.
因着是, 出于爱, 那你就,
because having tasted and experienced this love, you will go through pain and tiredness for the Lord.
因着你已经领受了这样的一个爱, 那你会忍受, 各样的苦楚, 为着主来做这些。
Now this expression is also found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3, used by the Apostle Paul.
那这样的一个表达, 也在帖撒罗尼迦前书, 第一章第三节。
He says, I remember your work of faith.
那他, okay.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节，保罗就说到说，我不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦。
Your work of faith and your labor of love.
那你因信心所做的功夫，还有你因爱心所受的劳苦。
You know, this labor of love describes first the love which Christ has for you.
那这个劳苦，这因爱心所受的劳苦所描述的是主耶稣基督为你所做的，就是先是主耶稣为你所做的。
When you have experienced Christ's love for you,
当你经历了耶稣基督的爱，
what would you do for him?
你会怎么样的来回应呢？
You know what a powerful thing love is.
你知道吗？ 爱是多么有能力的一件事物吗？
In our Christian life now,
在我们基督徒的生命中，
yes, we have duties and responsibilities.
的确我们有一些的职责在身上。
But our greatest motivation must be love.
来我们最大的动力必须是因为爱。
The love of Christ which constraineth me, that is what the Apostle Paul said.
因为, 神的爱约束了我, 这是保罗所说的。
This word constrain describes to constrict.
这样的一个约束就是
to put you in a, to tie you up, to bound you up.
这样的一个约束就是把你 圈起来，把你绑起来。
The love of Christ moves the Apostle Paul.
那就是因着基督的爱，他吸引了保罗。
So that the Apostle Paul cannot help but be moved and energized by the love of Christ.
那因此使徒保罗他就是不能够不由自主的，就是因着神的爱而使到他有这样的一个能力。
Do you know the Apostle Paul?
你认识使徒保罗吗?
Do you know what he went through for the Lord Jesus Christ?
你知道他为着耶稣基督所经历的各样的事情吗?
He says, I've gained all things, but I count them for, but dung for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他说他所得的一切，他都把它看为粪土。
He gave his life traveling through three missionary journeys.
他把自己奉献给神，就是 就是他经过了三个旅行步道的旅程。
He suffered shipwreck.
他曾经经历船害。
He was bitten by a snake.
他曾经被毒蛇咬。
He was bitten with rods at least three times.
人用棍打他至少有三次这样子。
People threw stones at him.
人用石头来打他。
He was arrested. He was thrown into prison.
他被抓，被放在监牢里。
Oh, and in those days, the prison, it was not like today.
那当时候的这些监狱不像今天这样。
It's dark, it's cold, it's dirty.
是很黑暗，而且是很冷，而且是很污秽的。
Apostle Paul was a scholar.
那使徒保罗，他是一个学者。
He was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
But he would give up all these things in order to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
他把这些都放弃了, 为了就是要来侍奉耶稣基督。
Why? Because the love of Christ constrains him.
为什么呢? 是因为神的爱, 约束了他。
When you read of the lives of the disciples,
你在读关于, 门徒们的这生平的时候,
you hear of the testimonies of other reformers and Christians of old.
那你听过一些改革家还有一些历代的这些信徒的一些见证。
What drove them? What moved them to go to the ends of the earth?
那什么东西就是感动了他们去走这样的一个绝路？
Money?
是因为钱财吗？
Position?
是因为地位吗？
No, these things do not offer them wealth.
那这些都不是他们所得到的。
No, these things are not prestigious in the eyes of the world.
这一些东西都不是在世人眼里看为是尊贵的。
Would Apostle Paul have rather been a scholar respected by men?
那难道使徒保罗会不会要愿意让人来尊敬他呢？
Or would he be a prisoner for the Lord Jesus Christ?
还是他愿意为着耶稣基督来成为囚犯呢？
What moved the Apostle Paul?
到底什么感动了使徒保罗？
The love of Christ.
是耶稣基督的爱。
Does the love of Christ constrain you in such a manner?
到底耶稣基督的爱是不是有这样子的来约束你呢？
Would you be willing to suffer pain, loss for the Lord Jesus Christ?
你会不会愿意来为着耶稣基督来忍受一些苦楚，来承受一些的损失呢？
Some things that you may love.
一些你所喜爱的东西。
That the Lord says you must sacrifice.
那主说你必须把它就是你必须把它放下。
The things that you once enjoy.
那些你曾经一度所享受的一些事物。
You must give up.
你必须把它们放弃。
Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, the Lord Jesus Christ said.
那主耶稣基督说要就是舍己来背起十字架来跟从我。
Would you labor tirelessly for the Lord?
那你会不会就是为着主的缘故就是辛勤的来做一些事情。
So later we'll be talking about this labor.
那我们
this work.
我们待会会继续来说到说这劳苦这工作。
But this labor and this work is not something that you just have to do on a Sunday.
那我们所说到的这个所要做的工或者是功夫还有这劳苦不是说只有在主日的时候你所要做的事。
But in small ways.
甚至是一些微小的事情。
Your love for the Lord is manifested.
那你也在这些事情上来显露出你对主的爱。
The love of Christ.
为就是神的爱主基督的爱。
The love of Christ must stir up our love.
基督的爱必须来感化必须来激励我们来爱。
The love of Christ must draw us to him.
那基督的爱必须吸引我们到他跟前。
Thus this labor of love is Christ's love for us.
这样的一个就是爱的劳苦是基督的爱是基督给我们的爱。
And it's also our love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们对基督所回应的爱。
We love him because he first loved us.
我们爱他是因为他先爱我们。
And when you love somebody, what would you do for that person?
如果你爱一个人，你会怎么样的来为他做事情呢？
Your commitment to him.
你会怎样的委身？
You would give up all for him unconditionally.
你会无条件的为他放下为他舍弃一切。
Where he commands me, I will go.
他吩咐的我去的地方我都会去。
Where he leads me, I will follow.
他引领我要去的地方我就会跟随着去。
Is this a kind of work and the labor of love that you have manifested?
那你是不是在你是不是显露出这样的一些的工作或者是这样的一些的劳苦呢？
You know God remembers?
你知道吗？
As you try,
神记忆这些 记得这些。
As you try to grow, as you continue to grow and mature,
那当你继续的来成长继续的来成熟的时候，
God remembers your diligence,
神纪念你的殷勤。
God remembers how much effort you put in as you strive to mature in the faith,
那神纪念你所付出的力量，当你在继续成长、继续的成熟的时候，
God knows that for some of you, took 8 hours to travel on the bus to this place.
那神知道说，我们当中有一些人花了8个小时的行程来到这个地方。
For some of us, we just sleep, no problem.
Sorry.
For some of us, we just sleep through the bus ride.
我们当中有一些人就是在整个过程中，我们都睡就是在那边睡着。
But some maybe they suffer a little bit.
那当中可能有一些人他们受了一些苦。
Coming even to this place to listen to God's word.
那甚至是来到这个地方来聆听神的话语。
I understand that it's not easy for many.
那对我知道说对一些人来对许多人来讲是不容易的事。
To walk up and down.
那要爬上爬下。
The energy required.
我所需要出的力量。
To put your mind for 1 hour to listen to my voice.
那要就是用心思来听我的声音。
And now the light has gone out.
现在那灯光也慢慢的熄灭了。
No, to read in darkness.
在黑暗中来阅读。
No, to focus your attention. It requires strength, energy.
那当我们要集中精神来对待一些事情的时候，我们真的是要发出一些的要付出一些的力量。
I know for some of us it's a struggle.
我知道说对一些人来讲，这是需要这是有一定的挣扎的。
But you want to put yourself through it because you want to study the word of God.
那但是你却愿意这么做，因为你要来研读神的话语。
You travel far, even in Singapore, maybe to go to church.
那甚至是当你在新加坡的时候，你可能是要就是要走一段长的路程。
You attend Bible studies.
那你去参加查经班。
For some, this is painful.
那对一些人来讲，这是不容易的。
Physically tiring.
那真的是在身体上来讲是劳累的。
But because you love the Lord.
但是因为你爱主。
You commit yourself to these things.
你就就是愿意来做这些事情。
You know God remembers.
你知道吗？神纪念。
And when we talk about God remembering, we don't just think of how God says, okay, I remember.
那当我们讲说神纪念这些事情的时候，我们不是说神只是说好，我记得了。
God remembers and he will reward.
那当神纪念这些事情的时候，神就要奖赏。
God is just. That is the word here that the Bible in verse 10 says, God is not unrighteous. It means that God is just.
那这里圣经说神并非不公义，也就是说神是很公义的。
He will reward. He is a judge.
那他将要奖赏，他是那位审判官。
He will take all these things into account.
他会记得这一切所做你所做的一些。
All that you strive for him.
你为他所尽的力量。
Sunday morning you come early to prepare the hymn books, the bulletins.
礼拜天主日的时候你提前到教会来预备诗歌本，预备这周刊。
Even yesterday you spent time making the photo frames for the other campus.
那甚至是昨天下午有一些人他们就你们当中有些人花了一些时间来制作那个纪念品，为着别人来做。
Of course, I'm sure you enjoyed it.
当然我相信你在当中你真的是享受这样那个过程。
So it's not labor.
所以那不是什么劳苦。
But then it still takes time. It still takes effort.
那不过你仍要花时间，要就是出一些的力量。
God remembers.
神纪念这一件。
How wonderful. This is the reward of growth of discernment.
这真的是很美妙的一件事情。那这就是成长成熟就是能分辨的这样的一个奖赏。
You will have things that accompany your salvation.
那你有这些事情是跟着你所得的救恩伴随而来。
As you mature, people can witness your salvation.
当你得救之后当你继续的成熟的时候，人能够看得见。
There, you also remember and you know that God will remember your labor of love.
那你也知道说神也会纪念你所付出的劳苦。
And then the third blessing.
那第三方面的这个福气。
As you continue to discern and grow.
当你继续的来分辨，继续的来成长。
Saints will be edified.
那圣徒就因着这样而受到造就。
Look at the second part of verse 10. The Bible here says, this work and the labor of love which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister.
那在这里第十节啊，后半部这边就说到说，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
There will be a testimony in your life.
那在你的生命中有这样的一些见证。
This work and this labor was done toward Christ's name.
那这样的一个工作，这些的劳苦是为着主的名而做的。
You have done it unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
你就是坐在主的身上。
When you have done it to the saints.
当你把他坐在圣徒的身上的时候，你就是坐在主的身上。
And others are ministered unto.
那因着这样啊，其他的人就在你的侍奉中受益了。
The word ministered describes served.
那在这里的这个伺候就是意思就是说服侍。
Okay, the word minister describes serving.
那在这样的一个伺候就是表就是告诉我们说是服侍。
So those who have been ministered unto, they have been served, they have been waited upon.
那
their needs are met.
那些受到伺候的他们的需要都已经被满足了。
Other saints are edified.
那其他的信徒也因此蒙受造就。
Burdens are lifted, burdens are shared.
那些重担也就是能够受到分担。
You know, this is the kind of fellowship that Christians have.
你要知道说这是信徒基督徒所能够享受的这样的一个相交团契。
When Christians are discerning, when we are mature,
当基督徒实行分辨的时候，当我们成熟的时候，
we will build one another up.
我们就会就是建立彼此的来建立。
We will be servants to one another.
我们就会成为彼此的一个就是服侍彼此我们就会这样的来伺候彼此。
We will be sensitive to the needs of others.
那我们就会看到别人的需要的时候，我们能够敏感，能够有所反应。
We will be concerned for one another.
那我们就会关心彼此的一些需要。
And we'll build each other up in the faith.
那我们就借着这样在就是在信心里来造就彼此。
The more mature one, the stronger ones will be able to help the younger ones.
那些比较属灵的那些比较刚强的就会帮助那些比较弱小的。
The younger ones will be willing to be taught and instructed in the things of God.
那些比较弱小的，他们也有这样的一个愿意的心来被教导，在神的事情上受到教导。
If Christians practice discernment,
如果基督徒实行分辨的话，
oh, the church will be such a wonderful fellowship.
那我们就会看到说教会将会是一个很美好的团契。
Saints will be ministered.
那圣徒就会受到造就，受到侍候。
You know how what a privilege it is also for us to minister.
那你要知道说，我们能够来服侍人的话，来从事一些服侍的话，是一个我们的特权。
Because when we minister, we do it unto the Lord.
那因为当我们这样的服侍的时候，我们是在就是坐在主的身上。
In Matthew chapter 25 verse 40.
在马太福音第25章第40节，
The Lord Jesus Christ says that inasmuch as you have done to my brethren, you have done to me. Matthew 25 verse 40.
马太福音第25章40节，那主耶稣这样说，我实在的告诉你们，这些事情你们既坐在这弟兄中最小的一个身上，
No, the Lord Jesus Christ here is talking about those who help the sick, those who help the thirsty, those who fed the hungry.
帮助那些可怜的人给他水喝的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ says, as much as you have done it to the children of God, you have done it to me.
那主耶稣说，你既然是把这些事情做在神的儿女的身上的时候，就是做在我的身上了。
Even you have done it to the least of my brethren, you have done it to me.
那即使是你坐在弟兄中最小的那一个的身上，也就是坐在我身上。
When we give a cup of cold water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
然后如果我们因着主的名来给人一杯水喝的时候。
We have done it to the Lord.
我们就是坐在主的身上。You
know, and saints are ministered.
那因此圣徒都受到侍候，受到服侍。
And this is our blessing.
啊，这是我们所得的福气。
Those who serve,
那些出来服侍的。
You know, to serve is already a blessing in itself.
那你知道说你能够服侍，这本身就是一个福气。
The joy that you have in serving.
你在服侍当中所享受的喜乐。
The burdens lifted when others are ministered to.
当别人受到伺候的时候，他们的重担就是被分担。
This is itself a blessing.
这本身就是一个福气。
But the Lord Jesus Christ still says that you will not lose your reward.
那主耶稣基督仍然说到说，你这么做，你是不会。
Can this be seen in our church?
我们能够在我们的教会中看到这些这样的事情吗？
No, I do, by God's grace, see many hands serving.
那我感谢神的恩典，我看到很多这样服侍的事情。
Some in ways visible.
那有一些是我们看得见的。
Leading in inspiration,
那就是好像在聚会当中领唱,
playing the piano,
那司琴,
some in ways less visible,
那有一些是比较难看得见的,
like who prepares the refreshments,
那谁预备了我们的茶点呢?
No, who takes care of small things that people don't see,
谁就是去负起那些
These are ways saints are ministered to.
那这些从这些的方面，那信徒们都能够受到服侍。
There are also times when a word of encouragement is spoken in good season.
那有的时候在恰当的时候，那有一些激励的话，从人的口中发出来。
You build the person up.
那你因着这样，你建立，你就是建立那个人。
A timely reminder, a timely rebuke.
那一个就是合时的提醒，那一个合时的恰时的责备。
These are better things.
这些都是美好的事。
It comes with maturity and discernment.
那这些是更美好的事情，都需要说有就是更。 有分辨的能力是更成熟的人能够做的。
I believe the lack of maturity and discernment has caused many a church to split.
那我相信就是因为缺乏这样的一个分辨的能力，使到很多的教会分裂。
Oftentimes churches will split because of biblical separation of wrong doctrine.
那很多时候教会会因着一些错误的教义，为了分别为圣而分裂。
When we need to take a stand.
当我们必须就是持一定的立场的时候，
then that is splitting, dividing for the right cause.
那像这样的分裂是因着一个正确的因素来分裂。
How about the many other instances where people leave the church? Churches are split because of a dissenting and unhappy spirit.
那如果人因着一些 不高兴一些事情，就离开教会，教会因此而因着这些事情来分裂的话，又怎么样呢？
Isn't it oftentimes because of a lack of maturity?
那是不是很多时候都是因为缺乏成熟，
a lack of discernment?
就是缺乏分辨的能力。
Knowing what is right and what is good.
知道说什么是好，什么是正确的。
Have some been hurt because of certain words that you have spoken?
那是不是有一些人受到伤害，因为你所说的话受到伤害？
By some actions that seems competitive, that has destroyed the unity in the church.
还是一些的作为啊、就是好像彼此的来增进啊、使到教会不和谐。
Do you know very small things can destroy a church?
你知道吗？一些细小的事情都能够摧毁一个教会。
Not doctrinal things.
那不一定，不是教义的争论。
Can even be like refreshments.
就好像，做茶点。
On Sunday, I do not know whether your church practice this, but in my church, they prepare refreshments.
那我不知道你的教会是不是有这样的做法。那不过我所处的教会，我们有就是有一些人来预备茶点。
What happens if somebody prepares this refreshment?
那如果有一些人来做这些的茶点
，Maybe this week they prepare some kueh.
那可能有的时候这个礼拜啊，他们就预备了一些糕点。
Then after that, some church members say, "Oh, very nice, very nice."
那就有一些会友就说啊，这是很好，很好吃。
Then after that, next week,
那之后。另外一个星期
another person is supposed to prepare the refreshment.
那另外一个人需要来预备茶点。
He doesn't want to lose.
他不想就是输给前面那个。
He prepares something better.
他又预备了更好的。
Maybe durian.
那可能是榴莲。
Okay, durian is better than kueh, or to you kueh maybe better than you something.
我不知道哈，对我来讲，榴莲比糕点好，还是你怎么样看待啊？是哪一个比较好？
But
无论如何，就是他预备一些。那他们就因为这样来增进。
Then after that, the next time is my turn, I will prepare something better.
那之后下一次轮到我的时候，我又预备更好的。
Then when you cannot increase anymore, you start to criticize the other person.
当你一直不能够来到一个地步，不能够就是做得更好的时候啊，你就开始批评别人了。
Then after you gather for yourself a small following.
那之后你就召集了一群一个小圈子。
Then you say, you see, this one is not hot, it's not warm, it's not fresh.
那你就说，哎呀，你看这个做的啊不够热啊不够新鲜。
Then after that, soon the problem of the refreshment goes away. Now it's become personal.
那之后啊，这个茶点的问题就不再被提了，而是变成是个人人与人之间的这样的一个。
Then there will be two factions, two different groups of people unhappy with each other.
那就有两组人啊，彼此的就不喜悦对方了。
Then after that, people leave.
那因此这样啊，有一些人就离开了。
People quarrel.
那因为人家起了争端。
Isn't this because of a lack of maturity?
那是不是因为就是缺乏成熟度呢
？Things like that can destroy a church.
像这样的事情能够摧毁一个教会。
If we are not careful,
如果我们不小心的话
，This is why discernment is a blessing.
那这也就是为什么。啊，能够分辨，有能力分辨啊，是一个是一个福气。
It builds up the church.
它使到教会被建立起来。
It strengthens the saints.
它就是使到信徒得到坚固。
You're concerned of the other person, not yourself.
你是关心对方而不是自己。
You're sensitive to the struggles he goes through.
你对他所经历的这些挣扎啊，你是很敏感的。
No, sometimes immature Christians are very quick to judge others.
那你要知道说，一些不成熟的基督徒是很快的就要来批评别人。
One Sunday, two Sunday, he doesn't come to church.
那一两个礼拜他没有来教会。
There's no concern.
啊，一点都不关心。
You're only saying, how come he doesn't come to church?
那你只是说，为什么他没有来
？You judge him.
啊，你就批判他。
He must have sinned.
他一定是有罪。
There's a lack of discernment.
因为我们缺乏判断，缺乏分辨。
But then when you have this discernment, you have the care, you have the love for the person, you have maturity.
那当你有这样的一个分辨，那你真的是关心这个人，那你有一定的成熟。
You try to understand, you try to help.
你就尝试的来了解尝试的来帮助他。
You try to build up.
你 就是试图来建立。
You know, this church would be so wonderful, such a wonderful testimony for others.
那你知道吗？如果是这样子的话，那这个教会是就是会有多么美好的见证。
This is also what Hebrews 6 verse 10 says. This is the testimony which you have showed towards Christ's name.
那这也是希伯来书第六章第十节所说的，这是你为着基督的名而做的。
Your labor is showed towards Christ's name. People can see it.
那你所做的，你的劳苦是为着基督的名而做的，人能够看到。
And people can see that it's for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那人知道说你是为主来做这些。
This church will be a testimony.
这样的一个教会就能够有美好的见证。
Your life will be a testimony.
那你的生命将是一个美好的见证。
These are the rewards of discernment.
这是 分辨所带给我们的奖赏。
Don't you want to possess them?
难道你不愿意拥有这些吗?
This is why we need to grow.
这也就是为什么我们需要继续的成长。
We need to grow that we may discern.
那我们需要成长，好叫我们能够分辨。This
morning we have looked at the consequences of not discerning.
早上我们探讨关系到说，如果不分辨有什么？
Those who reject discernment, they will be those who are probably not safe in the first place.
那些不愿意分辨的，很可能他们根本就没有得救。
They have no desire to grow, no desire to mature.
因为他们没有这样的一个渴望，要来成长，要来成熟。
Those who reject discernment are putting Christ to an open shame.
那些拒绝来分辨的，他们其实是使到基督受到羞辱。
And what awaits them is judgment.
等待着他们的就是那审判。
But for those who exercise discernment,
而那些愿意履行实行分辨的，
is great blessing for you.
那你将是得到很大的福气。
Your life will manifest your salvation.
而你的生命
These things that follow your salvation will now be seen in your life.
那伴随着你得救而来的这些事情，都会在你的生命当中可以看得见。
Fruits of the Spirit that others can enjoy.
那圣灵所结的果子，使到其他的人能够来分享的。
God will remember and reward you.
神必定会 纪念也必定会奖赏你。
And saints are built up and edified.
那信徒也因此受到，就是被建立，受到造就。
So will you start to be discerning?
那你是否愿意开始，就是来实行分辨呢？
Those who are young, don't say that I'll wait until I'm older.
那些年轻人，不要 说，我等到我长大之后才做。
Those who are older, don't say, let the younger ones be discerning.
那我们比较年长的人也不要说，让年轻人来分辨吧。
We have failed in the past. Ask God for grace.
如果我们过去做得不好，我们来求神，求神给我们恩典。
The choice is yours.
那抉择在于你。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
O Lord, our God,
我们的主，我们的神啊，
we thank thee that thou art the just God.
我们感谢你，因为你是那公义的神。
And you are not unrighteous to forget the work and the labor of love.
因为你并非不公义，你不会忘记我们因爱所行出来的劳苦。
How precious to know that you remember us.
知道说你纪念我们，我们实在是感到很可贵。As
we strive forward in maturity,
当我们继续的竭力的来，就是成长成熟的时候，
we know our own weaknesses,
我们知道我们自己的弱点，
we know our own failings,
我们知道我们自己在哪些方面没有做好。
But we thank thee that thou art merciful.
然而我们感谢你，因为你是蛮有怜悯。
And you have not judged us according to our iniquity.
你没有因为我们的不足而来，就是来定我们的罪。
But you have forgiven us in Christ.
你却因着耶稣基督的缘故，你饶恕了。
So help us to live in Christ now.
求主帮助我们，让我们在基督里来活。
To live this life which has been purchased by the precious blood of our Savior.
好像我们的因着我们是借着耶稣基督宝血所买赎而得的生命，我们好好的来这样子的活。
Use our life for your glory.
求主使用我们的生命来荣耀你的圣名。
This is our humble and earnest prayer.
我们如此谦卑的来祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.